Let's continue with the analysis of Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. We began last time, we asked a number of questions. Kiddushas Rosh Chodesh expresses itself only with regard to the Korban Musaf. There's no additional Kiddusha other than that which we find in Parshas Pinchas, the Parsha of Korbanos, and the Pasuk of Roshechot Shechem, which commands us to bring a special korban in Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Chodesh, the korban of Rosh Chodesh. Other than that, there's no sanctity to Rosh Chodesh. We don't find any expression of a Kiddush Sayom. It's a Yom Chol for everything, in every way. It's only got a Kiddusha sanctity within the very restricted area, the bounds of Korban Musaf. Chol HaMoed, on the other hand, encompasses many different dinim, and essentially its sanctity is a Kedushas Moed. It's the same identical sanctity as the beginning of Sukkot, the beginning of Pesach, and this Kedusha expresses itself in four different ways. Number one, from the perspective of Parshas Emor, Iser Malacha. Number two, Korban Musaf, the Parsha in Pinchas. Number three, the mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel in Parshas Re'eh. And finally, the unique mitzvos, the matzah, the sukkah. So therefore we can summarize the case of Chol HaMoed in the following way. The three mechayvim of Korban Musaf, Chovos HaRegel, and the mitzvos, the special mitzvos of the Chag, they all apply to Chol HaMoed. With regard to the fourth element, the Isur Malach of Parshas Emor, here it gets a little bit more complex. Does Chol HaMoed, like the Yontif itself, like the Moed itself, have the Kedusha Sayom Le'inyan Isur Malacha? Before we answer that question, we have to understand that we don't have on Sukkot or Pesach four separate Kedushos. There's one Kedusha that generates all these dimensions. The Isur Malacha, the Korban Musaf, it generates the Mitzvos Hayom, as well as the Mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel. So the four dimensions are really four expressions of one identical Kedusha, one sanctity, indivisible. For example, if you take the case of Pesach, the cases of Pesach and Sukkot, even though they generate these four different categories, there's one Kedusha at the heart of it that generates these four things. So then Chol HaMoed, therefore, would have the same identical Kedusha Sayom as Yontif itself. Nothing less than the Kedusha of the first day, or the last day. And the reason for that is because the Kedusha is one unit, one entity. Miksha Achas, it's not divisible. And all the Mechayvim, with the exception perhaps of Isur Malacha, are valid on Chol HaMoed just as they are on Yontif itself. Chol HaMoed doesn't change the fundamental Kedusha of Yontif, but rather continues it, extends it. But there is a certain leniency allowing Malacha. Therefore, Chol HaMoed is called Mikra Kodesh. And the Gemara makes a big deal about this in Chagiga on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. And even though Mikra Kodesh allows Malacha within that context, but that heter is not indicative of Hafkas Kedush Sayom, of undermining the sanctity of the day. I once heard from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, my father, Zichrono Livracha, that he asked Reb Chaim, he asked his father Reb Chaim, why he, Reb Chaim, doesn't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Rosh and other Rishonim from Ashkenaz hold that there's a mitzvah tefillin even on Chol HaMoed. In the Ramah, in Or HaChaim, Siman Lamed Aleph, Sif Beis, expresses himself, Lahalocha, that we even make a bracha when we put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's how he formulates the halacha. Now it's true, there's a tradition that dates back to the Vilna Gaon and Yeshivas Valojin that we don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But still, since this is a Suffolk Doraisa, we're dealing with a question on a mitzvah shel Torah, why shouldn't we at least wear tefillin, maybe drop the bracha? And Reb Chaim answered to his son, Reb Moshe, that my nihug, my tradition of leaving out tefillin on Chol HaMoed is not a result of halachah, but rather it's my own opinion, and that is that Chol HaMoed is potter from tefillin. And my father, Rav Moshe, added the following. He said that Chol HaMoed has the sanctity of Yontif, and it has the essential Kiddush Sayom, just like Yontif itself. But the Torah permitted Malacha in actuality. The Torah alleviated the prohibition of Malacha. The reason why we don't put on Tefillin on Shabbos and Chol HaMoed is not because of the Isur Malacha, the actual prohibition that enjoins us from doing Malacha, but rather from the Kiddush Sayom itself, the essential definition and the quality of the day. And that Kedusha Sayom applies to Chol HaMoed just as it does to any Yontif, to Yontif itself. I think we can expand upon this, develop this further. The Gaon, the Vilna Gaon in his Bir Agra or Achaim Simon Lamed Aleph, explains the Ptur Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and he attributes it to the mitzvahs of Sukkah, Matzah, which apply all 7 days of the Chag, and therefore Chol HaMoed is part of mitfillin. So according to the Gaon, we point our finger at what dimension of the Kiddush Sayom? That dimension that generates mitzvahs. That Kiddush Sayom that generates those special mitzvahs is the poter mitfillin. That's what bounces tefillin off. However, if you look at the pasuk itself and the source for this halacha of ptur tefillin on Shabbos and Moed, you get a different impression. Yotzu Shabbosos v'yomim tovim, the Gemara says, shehein atzmon os. In other words, the essential concept that we have to address with regard to tefillin is os. What is os? What aspect of Kiddush Sayom comes under the category of os? Rosh Chodesh, for example, we said has a Kiddush Sayom of Korban of Musaf, and yet there is tefillin on Chol HaMoed, no matter where you are, even in the Beis HaMikdash. So why is there a ptur of tefillin on Chol HaMoed, and there's no ptur of tefillin on Rosh Chodesh? The answer is because Rosh Chodesh doesn't have a Kiddush Sayom, whereas Chol HaMoed does. But the essential dimension of Kiddush Sayom that we're focusing on is not the mitzvah Sayom, not the mitzvah of Matzah or Sukkah. But when we look in the Torah and we see how the Torah defines Os, Os is defined by Isur Malacha. The pasuk says in Shmos, Perek Lamed Aleph, "Ach eshabsosai tishmoru ki osu osi veini uveinechem ledorasechem ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodeshi lachem mechalem os yumas ki kala osu b'malacha v'nichrus hanefshayim mikerev ameha." The Torah clearly identifies os with Isur Malacha. Therefore, in order to arrive at the conclusion that there's no tefillin on a particular day, because that day is endowed with the status of Os, we have to conclude that it has the Kedushas Hayom, which generates a prohibition in joining us for Malacha. Only that Kedushas Hayom qualifies as Os. And this is what Reb Chaim meant to be Mechadish, that Chol HaMoed has within it, inherent in the day and its Kedusha, a full Kedushas Hayom, Mikra Kodesh, even with regard to the prohibition against Malacha. This is all imprinted in the essence of the day. And the Pasuk Mikra Kodesh really prohibits Malacha on Chol HaMoed. That Kedusha of Issa Malacha makes Chol HaMoed Mikra Kodesh. Lamaisa, in other words, in actuality, in the real world, we are permitted to engage in Malacha because the Torah permitted it. It's a separate heter. But the Kedusha itself, the nature of the day, is a day of Isur Malacha. That's the nature of its Kedusha and its essence. And therefore, we do not accept the opinion that says that, I'm sorry, we do not compare Chol HaMoed to Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is completely excluded from the Kedushas Hayom that generates Isur Malacha. It's absolutely foreign to the nature of Rosh Chodesh. Now, first of all, let's point out that according to Rashi and the Ramban, and you'll find this in the Chidushi Ramban at the beginning of Masechta Moed Katan, Chol HaMoed is Asur v'Malacha Dvar Torah Minat Torah. In other words, when the Torah said Mikrai Kodesh, the Torah was authorizing the Chachamim to define, to establish the bounds and the scope of the Kedushas Hayom as far as Isur Malacha is concerned. If you take a look in the Sugin Chagiga on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, the way the Ramban explains it in his Chidushim at the beginning of Moed Katan, you will see clearly that the Dovar, this was given over Nimsa L'Chachamim to define the details of the Isur Malacha, but the Isur Malacha per se is designed by the Torah itself, Mikra Kodesh. And even according to the other Rishonim, who claim that the Isur Malacha is not Doraisa, because there's no lav that prohibits, that enjoins us from Malacha and Chol HaMoed, nevertheless, they too agree to the basic fundamental principle and premise of the Ramban, that the day itself is endowed with a Kedush Sayom. The Gemara in Chagiga quotes a machlokes, a dispute between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we derive all the malachos, what's called the malachas avoda, from Yontif to Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Akiva says that we don't derive it from the Moed, but rather from Mikrai Kodesh, and we pass it like Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva doesn't have a lav prohibiting Malach on Chol HaMoed, but he does have an essay, Mikrai Kodesh. He derives from Mikrai Kodesh, Kadshehu Basias Malacha. So even though the Isur Malacha of Shabbos and Yontif, of the Moed itself, does not express itself on Chol HaMoed according to Rabbi Akiva, and therefore there's no lav, but what we do have is Mikrai Kodesh. We don't have a lav, but we have an essay. According to Rashi and the Ramban, regarding Chol HaMoed, if he does malach on Chol HaMoed, he doesn't violate any Isur Doraisa. It's not a Maisa Vera. But rather, it's similar to the case of Shabbos with regard to the Mitzvah Aseh, the positive command of Shvisa, because on Shabbos and Yontif we have two things. We have the lav that enjoins us from Malacha, and we also have an essay of Shvisa, as the Rambam formulates it at the beginning of Hilchos Yontif. Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, Kol HaShoveis Mimalacha, Mimalech Savoda, Be Echad Mehem, on one of these days of Moed, Hare Kiyei Mitzvahs Essay, Sharei Nemo Ben Shabbason. So in addition to the violation of Malachalo Sasu, there's also, on the flip side, an essay, a positive command for he who observes the Yontif and abstains from Malacha. Chol HaMoed, according to Rashi and the Ramban, in its very essence, as Mikroi Kodesh, has that identical Kedush Sayom as far as Isur Malach of Moed. Just that the Isur Lav doesn't exist, but in terms of the essay, that remains intact. And that's a Doraisa. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, if you take a look at Rabbeinu Tam in Chagiga, Yudches Amar Alf Tosdim Raskel Cholo, and the Rambam in Perek Zayin Milchus Yontif, at the very beginning in the Magid Mishnah, they are of the opinion that according to Rabbi Akiva in the Sugya in Chagiga, Mikrai Kodesh in terms of Isur Malach is only Nesmachta. But nevertheless, we insist that they agree fundamentally that the Kiddush Sayom is full-fledged, it's an identical Kiddush Sayom to the Moed, even as far as Isur Malach. It's Mikrai Kodesh. But they maintain the position that once the Torah formulated a Heter Malacha, that Heter Malacha, which permits us to engage in labor on Chol HaMoed, undermines and removes even the mitzvah saseh part of Shvisa. Because there's no kiyum of Shvisa without an Isur Malacha. And since the Torah permitted Isur Malacha, therefore it's mutter. But again, if we reflect on the essence of the day and its Kedusha, it's a Kedushas Moed even with regard to Isur Malacha, and therefore it's called an Os. Let's go back to the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara had a suffolk about whether we mention the day of Rosh Chodesh, Yalv Yovo, in benching in Birkas HaMazon. We asked the question, why wasn't the same suffolk, that same question raised with regard to Chol HaMoed? And the answer is, because even though Chol HaMoed, like Rosh Chodesh, is mutter b'malacha, nevertheless, the Kedushas Hayom of Chol HaMoed, because it's the Kedusha of Yontif, therefore, it requires Hazkara b'Birkas HaMazon. We asked on the Gemara in Erechim, why is there no Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, and yet there is Hallel on Chol HaMoed? What's the difference between the two? They're both mutter b'malacha. The Gemara says that there's no halel on Rosh Chodesh because it's the day of heter malacha. The answer is that Rosh Chodesh doesn't have any connection to Isur malacha. All Rosh Chodesh has is the chiyuv karban of Parshas Pinchas. And therefore it's possible that insofar as the fact that Rosh Chodesh is completely stripped of any kedush sayom, therefore, it doesn't require a chiyuv azkar and birkas hamazon. But in the case of Chol HaMoed, by contrast, where Chol HaMoed includes all the dimensions of Kedush Sayom that we mentioned before, and even with regard to the Isur Malacha, there is an essential Kedush Sayom inherent in the day. Therefore, the Gemara makes sense that it has to be mentioned in birkas hamazon. And with regard to Hallel, on a day that's Mekudosh, a sanctified day, that mitzvah of Hallel emanates from the mitzvah of Simcha, which applies to a Moed. Within the context of the mitzvah of Simcha, there are two different entities. Number one, the Simcha's Yontif of Esamachta B'Chagecha, which is fulfilled at the time of the Migdash, by eating Shalmei Simcha, the karban, and in our time, with other expressions of Simcha, like eating meat, drinking wine, buying colored clothes for one's wife, all this in the Sugyim Psochim and Arvi Psochim Kuftes, and the Ramam holds in Perek Vav, Milchus Yontif, this is all Doraisa. That mitzvah of Simchus Yontif applies on the three regalim. And the Torah says with regard to the Shlosh HaRegolim in Parshas Re'eh, Shalosh pa'omim v'ashoni yirah kol zchurchas p'nei Hashem alkecha. Mitzvahs re'iyah, which applies throughout the yontif, in order to facilitate the fulfillment of eating shalmei simcha, which we eat in Yerushalayim. This is all connected and expressed in our expressions of the mitzvah of v'somachta b'chagecha. But there's another dimension to the mitzvah of simcha, which expresses itself in the recitation of shira, a burst of song of praise in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Its fulfillment is an inner state of simcha, and its implementation is, in a concrete way, takes on the form of a shira and a tishpachos, songs of praise to God. And this finds its source in a different parasha, and that is the parasha of Baloscha in Bamidbar Yud, Bayom Simchaschem Uvmoadechem. The Torah there talks about a day of Simcha as a day of expressing one's Shira. And Amiras HaHalel on Moadim is based on this chalos simcha, a chalos simcha of shira. In fact, if you take a look in the Rambam at the end of Hilchas Lulav, when he speaks about simchas beis hashoeva, the heichais simcha zu, says the Rambam, take a look, hachalil makeh, he talks about menagnim bekinar benevolim Nevel and all the different instruments, kol echad ve'echad b'kli shir shuyodeh l'nagin bo, mi shuyodeh b'peh b'peh, roktim v'safkim, tsechim fazim v'karchim, kol echad ve'echad kvo shuyodeh v'omrim divrei shiros v'tishpachos. The Rambam formulates a mitzvah of simcha, of simchas beis hashoeva, heichais simcha zu, that express itself in shiros v'tishpachos. The fundamental premise of shiros v'tishpachos as part of simcha, which expresses itself in our time in amiras hal b'moadim, and the Rambam formulating the laws of halel in Hilchos Chanukah per Gimel writes, and this is based on Rabbi Avo in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Beis, Avo Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim ein b'em hal l'fishem yimei tshuva the yira, the fachad, the lo yimei simcha yisera. In other words, if today is the day of simcha, then there's halel. In the cases of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the simcha is toned down. It's not a simcha yisera, and therefore that simcha will not express itself and demonstrate itself through shira. So shira is dropped on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. With regard to the Takon of Chanukah, the Rambam says, instead of the Gemara of Lashon Haba Tiknum Yomim Tovim, Yom Tov, Bahal Vodah, instead of Hal Vodah, he calls it Simcha Vahal. Now the Rambam doesn't have Simcha on Chanukah like he has on Purim. What does he mean here? You may Simcha with regard to Chanukah? The answer is, Simcha le'inyan halel. That simcha expresses itself in halel, not in suda. We never found that there's a mitzvah of suda on Chanukah. So what the Rambam wants to clarify is the source for the obligation of halel on Chanukah. The answer is because the days of Chanukah were established as days of simcha. Whenever there's a chi of simcha, it has to fulfill itself through Amir's Halel, through Shira. And therefore, Chanukah, insofar as it was established as a day of Simcha, requires Halel. And there's a famous machlokas, well known, between the Bahag and the Rambam. The Rambam addresses this in great length in the first of the Shroshim in his Sefer HaMitzvos with regard to Amir's Halel. Is it Doraisa or Derabbanan? The Bahag Shita is that we count Halel in the Taryag. The Rambam disagrees.
It would seem that both the Bahag and the Rambam agree that reading Hallel is an act of Simcha. It's an expression of the mitzvah of Simcha. Their debate is about the Chiyuv Simcha of Shira. The Rambam holds that the Chiyuv Simcha that expressed itself in Shira in the pasuk that we mentioned earlier, B'yom Simchaskem Moadechem, is limited to the Beis HaMikdash. There was a mitzvah of Shira ala Karbon, and that's what the Torah speaks about, Tkiyah B'chatzotzros, as part of Shira ala Karbon. Yet, the Rambam does not deny that same Tkiyah B'chatzotzros applies even when they were Mekayim, the Zkifas Arava, and the Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkos, even though those mitzvos were not part of the Shir al Karbon, which is limited to the Niske Yayin. Here we're talking about Mayim. You see, therefore, that there's a Kiyum Shira in Migdash, even when it's not connected to Karbon, on the holy days, the days that are sanctified, or at a time when we bring karbonos that are special karbonos, like for example Shechitas HaPesach, as Tosfos points out in Pesachim Daf Samach Dalet Omen Aleph. But one thing is clear, that the source for the mitzvah of Shira and Lav Dafka Ala Karbon is Simcha. The Rambam holds that there's a Simcha in Migdash which generates a Kiyum Shira beyond the Karbon, but it's a Kiyum in Migdash. The Bahag apparently takes this mitzvah of Simcha as far as Shira is concerned and extends it beyond the parameters, beyond the boundaries of the Beis HaMikdash. There's a separate Kiyum Shira that's related to Simcha. With regard to Rosh Chodesh, the Torah says, "B'yom Simchaschem uv'moadechem uv'roshei chadsheichem." There's exeris hakosav here that Rosh Chodesh is a day of Simcha. Now, we're not talking about Isur Malacha when we speak about Hashir Yelachem Kalel Hiskadish Chag, from which we derive Laila Makudash Lachagton Shira. And if it doesn't have the Kedusha of Isur Malacha, of the Kedusha Sayom, then it doesn't require Shira. That principle is not limited Dafka to the Kedusha Sayom of Isur Malacha. The fundamental question is there some Kedusha Sayom on the essence of the day? The reason why Rosh Chodesh, as we saw in the Gemara in Erechin, is patur from Hallel, is not because it lacks Isur Malacha, as some might want to interpret it, but rather on the fact that it lacks Kedusha. It has no Kedusha whatsoever, there's no sanctity outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Whatever mitzvahs we have on Rosh Chodesh, whether it be the Karbon, whether it be the Chiyuv Simcha expressing itself in Shira, all this took place on Rosh Chodesh in the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, not outside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Kedushas Hayom that Rosh Chodesh obtains is limited to the Beis HaMikdash. There's no chalos, and there's no significance to Rosh Chodesh as a day Mekudesh outside of the Mikdash in Gvulin. And therefore, since there's no Kedush Sayom Rosh Chodesh, and there's no expression of a Kedush Sayom, it doesn't generate any Isur or any mitzvah. It's only a Kedush Sayom of Karbon. As we said, it doesn't express itself outside the Mikdash, therefore it's impossible on Rosh Chodesh to obligate Amiras Hallel. For Hallel we need a Yom HaKudosh. And that's what the Gemara means in Erechin when it excludes Rosh Chodesh from the Chiyuv Halil because it's lacking in the Kiddush Sayom. What about within the Beis HaMikdash? There we found a full-fledged Kiddush Sayom, A, as far as Korban Musaf, and B, as far as Yom Simchaschem. The answer is, and we'll see the Ramban, who makes the breakthrough on this, that within the bounds of the Beis HaMikdash, there is a Kiddush Sayom of Hallel on a Doraisa level, but it's only limited to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, the Chiyuv Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is limited to the Beis HaMikdash and doesn't extend outside the Beis HaMikdash, in Gvulin. And this we'll find in the Ramban, who adds to the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos in the first Shoresh an entire piece to defend the Bahag as to why Hallel, according to the Bahag, is counted in the minyan of Taryak. And we're not going to read through this long piece of the Ramban inside. You can go through the Ramban when you have time. But the main point is that the Ramban establishes that there is a mitzvah of Hallel on a Torah level on Rosh Chodesh, based on the Pasuk B'Yom Simchaschem, because it's a day of Simcha. However, when the Gemara in Erchin excludes Rosh Chodesh from Hallel, the Gemara has in mind Gvulin, outside the Beis HaMikdash, because there it's not Makudish L'Chag, it doesn't have any Kedusha, and if it doesn't have any Shira. So the Ramban is explicit that Ein Omrim Hallel Rosh Chodesh applies only in Gvulin, but in Mikdash there's a Chiv Shira, which is derived from the Pasuk B'Yom Simchaschem or Adechem Uver Roshei Chodsheichem. The same Shita would appear in Tosus in Brachos Daf Yudalit Amud Aleph. And if this be the case, then perhaps we can re-examine the nature of the Iser Hesped V'Tainis on Rosh Chodesh. Many times I wondered, what is the basis, what's the source and the nature of this Iser that enjoins us from eulogies and fasting on Rosh Chodesh? I understand on Shabbos and Yontif there's a mitzvah Simcha, there's Kibud, there's Oneg, but Rosh Chodesh, why should we enjoin from fasting or eulogizing? And then I noticed that in the Sugyan Brachos on Mem Tes Amud Beis, when the Gemara discusses the case where a person accidentally omitted Azkaras Rosh Chodesh, and he should add Baruch Shenosan Roshei Chadashim Li'Amo Yisrael Zikaron, and the Gemara vacillates whether he should mention Simcha or he should not mention Simcha, and it baffled my mind. Why should we mention Simcha and Rosh Chodesh? Yontif is a mitzvah of Samachta v'Chagecha. But what Shaykh is Simcha and Rosh Chodesh? But the answer is in Migdash, Rosh Chodesh is a day of Simcha. It has the Kiddush Sayom that generates a Chiyuv Simcha, and that Simcha expresses itself in Shira, based on the Pasuk B'Yom Simchaschem V'Adechem Uv'ra Sheichad Sheichem, as the Ramban says. If this be the case, no doubt that this is the source for the Isur, even outside the Migdash in Gvulin, with regard to Hesped and Tainis. The Gemara vacillates back and forth whether we can mention Simcha on Rosh Chodesh, because at first glance the Simcha on Rosh Chodesh is limited to the Migdash. But on second thought, perhaps since Rosh Chodesh in its very essence has within it the Chalos Simcha, that's enough to justify the requirement to mention Simcha and Rosh Chodesh. It's called Yom Simchaschem. And as we said, the other side is to say no, that since in Gvulin it doesn't have any sanctity at all and no Simcha, therefore we should leave it out. As the Gemara says in Erechin, Rosh Chodesh Deikri Moed, even though it has no Isur Malacha, but it's called a Moed. Now Rashi says it's called a moed based on the Poskin Eicha Karalai Moed. That's very difficult. It would seem on a more simple, straightforward level that what the Gemara has in mind when it says Rosh Chodesh Ikrei Moed is this Pasuk in Valoscha B'yom Simchastem Moadechem Rosh Eichad Sheichem. Rosh Chodesh is included together with all the Moados as far as the Chiv Shira is concerned, because in its very essence is a day of Simcha. And this is what the Gemara answers, that even though it is a day of Simcha, nevertheless, since it's Mutar Vasiyas Malacha, that the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh doesn't apply outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and all it has is the Kedushas Karban and Simcha within the Mikdash, therefore we don't recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Now, we mentioned the case of half Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. The Sugya in Tainis Chof Ches records that Rav, he wanted to stop them when he saw that they were reciting Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, but Shema Mino, at the end he calmed himself down, Mir Avoseichem B'Edchem, that the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh B'Dilug is B'Shum Minog. It's based on a minog, it's not based on a mitzvah, a chovah. Now, this would make sense, this minog, if there was Kedushas Rosh Chodesh in Gvul and outside the Mikdash. But there is no Kedusha on Rosh Chodesh except for Karban, which also might generate a Kedusha of Amiris Achir, of a mitzvah of Amiris Halil. But what shaykhus, what sense do we make out of that outside of the Beis HaMikdash, where there's no Karban? And apparently the minig itself is koveya, it establishes that on any day that has a Kedush Sayom of Karban, there is Hallel, there is Hodah. How do we understand that? It seems that the minig itself is not really related to the Chi of Hallel per se, not in a direct sense, maybe indirectly, but rather to this entity called Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. What I mean to say is that Minig Avoseichem B'Yedchem is to be Noe Kedusha as far as Hallel is concerned on Rosh Chodesh. Again, it's a direct relationship to the Kedusha Yom, it's not a direct relationship to Hallel. Hallel is just an offshoot. It's just an expression of that Kedush Sayom. But the Minig has the power to extend the Kedush Sayom of Rosh Chodesh in Migdash outside of the Migdash. In that sense, Rosh Chodesh is very similar to Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. And yet we know on Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, we recite all the brachos for those mitzvos. And somebody might ask, but you don't make a bracha on a Minig? And the answer is that this Minig is not related to those mitzvos. The Minig Avoseichem B'Yedchem of Yom Tishrei Shel Golias is directly connected to the Kedush Sayom. It extends the Kedush Sayom for another day. Once it does so, then all the Chiyuvim and the Mitzvos are Chal as a result, as a spin-off of the Kedush Sayom, and therefore we can make the Bracha. The same thing applies on Rosh Chodesh. On a Torah level, there is no Kedush Sayom outside of the Mikdash to Rosh Chodesh. But the minhag generates a Kedush Sayom. When we observe the day as a Yom Kadosh, then that itself engenders and precipitates a Kedush Sayom based on minhag. That's the power of a minhag, as we saw in the Kedush Sayom of Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. Now again, on a Doraisa level, let's point this out once again, the Kedusha only applies in Migdash. But the minhag of Rosh Chodesh, the way we have it in Gvulin, extends that Kedush Sayom outside of the Migdash. And that generates the Chiv Hallel. What Tosis says, in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, in Beitza Davdalit, Udekavasei Ashkechan, Dimavarchina Nashne Yomim Tovim Shel Golios. V'yeno Elamidik B'Alma. He means to say that there's some sort of an equation here between Yontif Sheni Shel Golios, where the Minug generates Kiddush Sayom, and therefore the mitzvahs are automatically, in consequence, obligatory. What connection does that have to Rosh Chodesh? And the answer is the power of Minog to generate the Kiddush Sayom. Let's take a look at the Tefillas Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. The Chasima of the Bracha Emtzayis, we conclude the middle Bracha, the Kiddush Sayom of Musaf, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim. How can we recite that in Gvulin, outside of the Mikdash? Mekadesh Rosh Chodeshim? Where is the Kiddush Sayom outside of Mikdash? But the answer is that the Kiddush Sayom outside of Mikdash is the Kiddush Sayom of Minog, which generated the Chiyuv Halel. There are two parshios. There's the parsha of Musaf in Pinchas, and then there's the parsha of the mitzvah of Simcha in Baloscha, and both touch on the Kiddush Sayom of Rosh Chodesh. In the case of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh in Pinchas, that's the Kedushas Karma. In the case of the Kiddush Sayom of Baloscha of Simcha, that's the Kiddush Sayom of Shira. This obligation to recite Musaf is totally connected to and revolves around the Kiddush Sayom of Karban of Parshas Pinchas. And that which with a noeg on Rosh Chodesh, even outside the Mikdash, the Kiddush Sayom of Musaf, so that Rosh Chodesh is engendered with a Kiddush Sayom of Musaf, even outside the Mikdash, that's through the Minog, the power of the Minog, and we recite Musaf, even Begvulit, and that Musaf is a replacement of the Karban. And insofar as we have a Kedushas Karban is concerned, we can recite the Bracha, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim. We haven't yet entered or engendered the Kedushas Yom of Simcha, based on the Pasuk of Yom Simchaschem. We're only talking so far about the Kedushas Hayom of Musaf, but the answer is that the Minig Avoseichem B'Yedchem, not just of Karban of Tefillas Musaf, but also of Halel, is anchored in the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Simchaschem uv'Rosh Chodeshchem. And even though on a Doraisa level there is no Kedushas Hayom to Rosh Chodesh outside of Mikdash, and there would be no sense or no meaning to reciting Tefillas Musaf as a chiyuv outside of the Mikdash, if not for the Minog, because Rosh Chodesh is no more severe than Yontif Sheni Shel Golios, which is only a Kiddush Sayom of Mikdash. But the Kiddush Sayom of Yontif Sheni Shel Golios is a Kiddushas Minog. It's generated by the Minog. Minog Avoseichem V'Yedchem. So we make the day into a yontif. We observe the day as a yom makudis, as a sanctified day. We recite kiddush, and all this is limited to minog. But yet, the minog has the power, as we said before, to create this all-inclusive kedusha. It would seem that we don't paskin. I'm sorry, that we do paskin like Rav, that shnei yom tov shel golius has two kedushas. Shtei kedushas hain. It means we know kviya diarcha. We have the calendar. We no longer have any suffix, any doubt about when yontif is. But because of minag avoseinu biyadenu, the Gemara at the beginning of Beitza on Daf Dalid, therefore we observe as a minag, as a custom, the 2 days of yontif. What do? Can we call them 2 days of suffix? I mean, that concept of suffix historically makes sense way back when there really was a suffix. But today, we observe the 2 days of Yontif, Bitaris Vadai, as if they were it was definitely a day of Yontif. That's why the Rambam paskins in the sixth parak of Hilchos Yontif, that you can't make a Tanai going from one day to the other as far as Erev is concerned, or as far as Hafashas Trumas Maisis is concerned, because both days are Bitaris Vadai. There's no Suffolk, and therefore there's no Tanai. And so too with regard to burying the dead, that we paskin based on the sugyan Beitza Davav, that Yontif Sheni, with regard to burial, is like a day of Chol. That too is anchored in the fact that the Kedusha Yom of Yontif is predicated on Minog, and the Minog was to sanctify the day, but not with regard to burial of the dead. If there was a Kedusha Yom with regard to all the mitzvahs of the day, then of course we couldn't exclude Tzarchei HaMes and permit them in Tzarchei HaMes. We would have to be matir, burial through some sort of process of dechia. But the Gemara says, if you're careful by reading the text of the Gemara, you're meticulous about the language the Gemara employs, this is not a question of a heter on an isur. It's not that bizoyan ames and kavod ames is matir, alleviates the isur of malacha, but rather yom tov sheni legabi mes kechol shavu rabbanon. And therefore you could go even further, and you could do certain malachos that would enhance the kvura, not just the kvura itself. Afil lemeges legleime, ulemeges laasa, different minhagim. It means that the Kedushas Hayom of Yontif Sheni doesn't even begin with regard to Inyani Mes. There's no Kedushas Hayom Bitzumo Sheyom with regard to Mes. And my father once paskin, based on this definition, that you could delay the Kvura till Yontif Sheni for the sake of Kavod HaMes, if more people be able to come to the funeral. And even though we're doing malacha on Yontif Sheni, he said that there was no Isur malacha with regard to mess, because there's no Kedusha Yom as far as mess. All this makes sense if, and only if, we assume that the Mekadesh is Minhag. The same thing, if we get back to our topic of Rosh Chodesh, is that the Niyug, the observance of Rosh Chodesh, in terms of the Tfilas Musaf, and in terms of Amir's Hallel, that itself sanctifies the day, of course, on a Darabonah level. But it's the Minog, it's the observance of the day. It's the recitation of Tfilas Musaf that adds to the Kedush Sayom of Rosh Chodesh. The Kedush Sayom doesn't automatically, by itself, expand from the Beis HaMikdash outside the Mikdash, but it's limited rather to those actions that extend the Kedusha Sayom or generate the Kedusha Sayom outside of Mikdash. For example, Tfilas Musaf. What about Hallel? Hallel, we said, is dependent upon the Chiyuv Simcha. So the Gemara says there is no Chiyuv Hallel on Simcha, but once again, the minig is to recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. What is this minig doing? This minog is generating a Kedush Sayom to Rosh Chodesh. We've done so with regard to Tfilas Musaf. We used Tfilas Musaf and employed it as a vehicle through the minig of Tfilas Musaf to engender the Kedush Sayom of Rosh Chodesh. Now we're using another method, another vehicle to engender the Kedush Sayom of Rosh Chodesh. And that is Hallel. And this is the Kedush Sayom of Yom Simcha, Yom Simchaschem. The minig has the power to do so. And if this be the case, we can swing back to answer one of our original questions. The Rambam holds that the minog of Hallel on Rosh Chodesh is limited to the Tzibur, but however, if the Yochid began Hallel, then he completes Hallel. And we asked Mimanavshach, if the Takon of Hallel on Rosh Chodesh through minog is identical to Hallel, then why should it only apply to the Tzibur? And if on the other hand there's some reason why it applies only to the Tzibur, then a Yochid should not be reciting Hallel. Why does he complete the Hallel once he began the Hallel? And when the Rambam, based on the Gemara, says if a Yachid Hischiel is Gomer, it sounds like he's Chayev, he's obligated to be Gomer. But again, getting back to the fundamental question, why is the Minhag of Hal on Rosh Chodesh different than any other Chiyuv Halel which is incumbent upon the Yachid, and there's no difference between the singular individual and the community at large? But the answer, I believe, is that the halacha of Tzibur with regard to Halon Rosh Chodesh is not a halacha in the implementation of the mitzvah, the way it's mekuyam. In that sense, there's no difference between the Tzibur being mekayim, the Shira and Halel, and the Yachid. Just like on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, or the first day of Pesach, we don't make any distinction between the Yachid who recites Halel and the Tzibur reciting Halel. But rather, the minhag of reciting Halel and Rosh Chodesh as an act of Kiddush is fundamentally different than, for example, just to give you one example, the minhag of Arava, of Chibut Arava. Chibut Arava is not generating any Kiddush Sayom. The Kiddush Sayom is a given. But in the case of Kriyas HaHalel on Rosh Chodesh, the Niyug is itself Mekadish the Yom is Rosh Chodesh. Through Kriyas HaHalel, we establish this day as a day that has Kedusha. We extend the Kedusha, as we said before, from Migdash into Gvulin. The Chiyuv is a result, an automatic result, of engendering the Kedusha Yom into the day itself. Now, who has the power of being Mekadish the day? You, me, him? The day has to be established as a day that has Kedusha by the Tzibur. Only the Tzibur has the power to precipitate, to engender that Kedusha. The Tzibur, as a Tzibur, have to do some action which demonstrates the Kedusha Sayom, and through that action engenders the Tzuma Sayom and the Chalos Kedusha in the day. If it were incumbent upon the Tzibur, on the Yachid, excuse me, to create such a Kedusha, then there would never be a Chiyuv Hal on the Yachid. The Yachid would not have a new Kedusha Rosh Chodesh without the Kedusha being a given. Therefore, we begin with the Tzibur reciting Halel and establishing the day as a day that's sanctified. The Yachid has no power to create Kedusha. And therefore, in its original form, certainly, if all things are equal, the Yachid does not have any obligation to recite Halel on Rosh Chodesh, even the Halel of Minhag. And therefore the Rambam establishes that only the Tzibur is obligated to the Minhag of Halel on Rosh Chodesh, because the Kedusha is the Kedusha that's created by the Tzibur. Mekadesh Yisrael means the Tzibur of Yisrael, V'Rashi Chadoshim. The case of Korban Musaf, likewise, is an essay derabim. The carbon is a carbon derabim. There's no chalos shem yachid with regard to the carbon musaf. And therefore, the minhag of the chachamim of reciting Hal and Rosh Chodesh was conditional on the tzibur and the chiyuv that the tzibur, that's incumbent upon the tzibur to be makadish the day through the niyug kedusha. However, that's only l'chatchila. But b'di'eved, if the Yachid already began reciting Halel, although he was excluded from the Chiyuv, because the Chiyuv of Niyug Kedusha is only incumbent upon the Tzibur, but he's not excluded from the power and the ability through his Halel to add to the Kedusha Sayom. So if he began to be Noi Kedusha Sayom, then he becomes obligated to complete that minhag of reciting Halel, and he has now a Chiyuv. So again, l'chatchila the Chiyuv is incumbent upon the Tzibur, because the Tzibur has to generate the Kedusha Sayom. The Yachid could also generate the Kedusha Sayom, but he was never obligated to do so. That obligation was a Tzibur obligation. But if he started Halel, then he has to complete it, because then he's taking it upon himself to enhance the Kedusha Sayom through his act of Halel. And within this context, we can understand the Ravid, whose opinion it is that Dafka on Rosh Chodesh, Hallel requires a bracha, even though in general Ein Mevarchan al Minug, but the exception is Rosh Chodesh. Chol Moed Pesach, for example, does not have a bracha, according to the Ravid, because Ein Mevarchan al Minug. Why is Rosh Chodesh different? Says the Ravid, Halsha Rosh Chodesh bebracha mishum sheteknua kedei lefarsim al Rosh Chodesh. What does it mean to publicize it? So let's walk around with a banner and say today is Rosh Chodesh. Let's call out with the loudspeakers. The answer is that the Ptur Halal on Rosh Chodesh is different than the Ptur Halal on Chol Hamoed. Rosh Chodesh is completely excluded from Halal because it doesn't have the Kedusha outside of Gvulin. Even though it has the Kedusha's Musaf, but that's not enough to be Mechayev Halal. For that you need the Kedusha Sayom outside of Migdash. And the answer is that the minig itself, as we said earlier, is not geared. Its goal is not to create a chiyuv halel. That's true on Chol Hamoed. But on Rosh Chodesh, the minig of reciting halel is geared to create another nihug, another kind of observance that generates the Kedusha Sayom on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore we say halel. Once we start this niug, and the Kedusha Sayom is engendered by the minug, then the situation of Halel now becomes a Hal Shel Chova, according to the Ravid. The day once it's sanctified with the Kedusha Sayom of Simcha outside the Migdash through the minug of reciting Halel, now the day once sanctified itself has the power to generate a Chiyuv Halel. Okay, I see we ran out of time. Emir Tzashem will conclude this year, God willing, next time we meet. Thank you very much.